You're no stranger to this radio thing. Thomas Lyons is here from Phelan Partners, but you do the business type show there on KTLK. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Give us a little background on your business life here in the Twin Cities, because you've been around.
Well, I guess I've been around for a while. As I told you, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Yes.
I don't know where the years went, but I left Vietnam 39 years ago.
Wow.
When we closed up Cameron Bay. Came back to Minnesota, went to college, went to work, and one thing led to another, and I ended up being the first business manager of the law firm of Sieben, Gross, Von Ultem, and Carey downtown.
I've heard of it.
And, of course, General Sieben is now retired, two-star general, good friend of mine. But 1985, I set up my own firm, which is a mergers and acquisition advisory firm over in Golden Valley. So I've been helping people buy and sell businesses for at least 26 years.
You've been writing about it, too. You've got a book out.
I did write a book called Exit Strategy, Maximizing the Value of Business. And it's about planning and preparing for the eventual sale. It's not about how to do it. So what we've done for years and years is put on seminars and help business owners figure out, where are we going with this thing? How many years do you want to be in business? What does retirement mean to you? How do we get there? What are your legacy issues? What are your wealth planning issues? All those things.
Yeah.
So I started speaking and giving lectures and wrote the book, and one thing led to another, and we went on the radio. And I put together a group of advisors, an attorney, a CPA, an insurance guy, a banker, some other guys that, and gals that I work with, and we formed a deal called todaysbusinessradio.com.
Yes, and you can hear it on KTLK 100.3 weekdays at noon.
11:59 a.m.
Okay, don't miss it.
Executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.
Okay.
We bring on a short vignette, and we present business issues. Then we break for 2 minutes for the news, and then we come back with the resolution. How do you solve this type of problem? So it's a little taste of how do you build enterprise value, improve profitability, control your expenses, and, of course, formulate an exit strategy.
I think they could have used you in Washington last week.
Well, no politics. No politics.
Anyways, you did this a long time ago, I know, on The Good Neighbor. And a little bit on KSTP too, but then how did the military blend into your programming?
Well, we started Today's Business Radio at KSTP, and then we moved to The Good Neighbor. And at KSTP, we did a whole series of PSAs about how to support the military, and they were well received. And we did that with help from the Minnesota National Guard, the Adjutant General's Office. And then when I moved to The Good Neighbor, I was on the air for an hour at a time on Saturday mornings, and we gave 4 minutes of the show to what we called Remember Our Military Minutes. And I brought on the Adjutant General and some of his staff and lots of folks from the Minnesota National Guard and talked about the meaning of Veterans Day, July 4th, what was going on, the deployments, all of those things.
Yeah.
And one thing led to another, and then the program director at KTLK, Andrew Lee, gave me a call and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a Minnesota Military Public Affairs program, which we're now doing Sunday mornings at 7 and 100.3 FM, called the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. And that is being done. We're producing that with Today's Business Radio, KTLK, the Minnesota National Guard, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. So every week on that show, we bring on military folks from all the branches. We also bring on what's called Beyond the Yellow Ribbon people. In Minnesota, the Minnesota National Guard started a program called beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
And you're a Yellow Ribbon company, too, right?
I was proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon company by Governor Plenty and the former Adjutant General, General Shelido.
Very cool.
A couple of years ago, because I'm trying to help support our troops, which for an old Vietnam veteran feels like a good thing to do. But that program is an incredible program. They started that a few years ago as a reintegration program for the troops coming back from all of these repeated deployments.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners may not know it, but since September 11, 2001, the Minnesota National Guard alone has deployed over 22,000 soldiers and airmen to over 35 countries around the world, and they just sent another 2,400 soldiers from the 1st Brigade Combat Team over to Kuwait, and they're serving as convoy escorts and so forth, and we have those people on the phone from Kuwait every other week on the show.
Oh, that's nice.
But the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program served as a program to put the returning troops through some training to help them reintegrate into society and get back with their families. And as you can imagine, if you're gone from your family for a year, they learn to live alone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come back, you've been in a war zone, in a danger zone. You've got to learn how to act civilian again. So they put together that program, but it's expanded into something much larger because now there's over 60 communities that are Yellow Ribbon communities and some Yellow Ribbon businesses. And what they do is the communities supply support for the families while the troops are deployed. They might come over and mow the lawn. They might shovel the snow. They might provide babysitting services. They might just come over and give you a break for a couple hours so you can go to a movie or get your hair done, something like that, bring over some cookies. Whatever the families need, they can call on these Yellow Ribbon communities. And, of course, there's further support out there because there's what's called the Family Assistance Centers. When the troops are deployed, their families are trained to call the Family Assistance Centers if something goes wrong, if there's an emergency, if something breaks down. And there's about 13 of those folks in the state of Minnesota, and these troops come from every county. All 88 counties are represented in those 2,400 1st Brigade Combat Team soldiers over there. But imagine that your husband or your wife is deployed and the hot water heater breaks down, or there's a tornado.
You can't really call them and say, now what do I do?
Sure. And in today's world,
yeah.
When I was in Vietnam, we didn't know about problems for 6 weeks, wow. And the Red Cross would notify us. But today, with technology, the troops know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, if they're out on convoy duty, they're out on a mission.
They don't want to worry about that stuff.
They need to pay attention to that mission.
Exactly.
So how do we help the families? The one question that you ask these troops, how can we help you? The answer comes back, help my families. Help take care of my families.
Beyond the yellowribbon.org is their website. You're doing a golf tournament coming up Tuesday at Tartan Park Golf Course.
We are, and that's another organization. There's a lot of organizations we're talking about
but
today.
But I want to talk about Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Pretty much helps out the families.
The Minnesota Military Family Foundation, I'm a member of the board, started by Bill Pop from Pop Communications. Mm-hmm. Since 2004, the MMFF, Minnesota Military Family Foundation, has given out over 900 grants to Minnesota military families totaling over $1.6 million. So if something happens, let's say that water heater broke down.
And that happens. You've dealt with
happens.
People.
It happens. We get these grant requests all the time. But imagine you're that deployed troop sitting halfway around the world in a war zone, in a danger zone, and you find out, oh, there's an emergency back home. They call the family assistance centers. They go out and they meet with the families, determine what the problem is, provide all kinds of resources. But if there's a financial emergency, we provide the financial safety net. So they come to us, all the board members, electronically with a grant request saying, we've met with this family, here's the problem, here's the solution, we've got them financial counseling. If we can get this grant, we feel they're going to be good going forward. We get those. We turn them around usually within a couple hours and normally within one day. And if it's that hot water heater, we notify that vendor that the check is on the way. Fix it. So now imagine the next day you're that troop in a war zone. Your family had an emergency. The Family Assistance Center stepped in. The Minnesota Military Families Foundation stepped in. The problem is solved. It's done.
And it does work that quickly, huh, Tom?
It works that fast. We usually turn around in a couple hours.
Wow. That is pretty fun. And the golf tournament is a lot of fun?
The golf tournament is... Have you ever run a special event like a golf tournament?
I know what you're doing. I know what you're going through.
Oh, my goodness. We are blessed this year that 3M has stepped up as our host partner. They're providing the Tartan Park course for free.
Beautiful.
All 27 holes. We've got about 40 businesses that have bought whole sponsorships and larger sponsorships. And the key to this whole tournament is between 3M, Pop Communications, Sieben Gross von Holtzman, and my firm, all of the costs are paid for. So every dollar that's contributed and donated goes directly to Minnesota military families. And I think it's important for the listeners to know that the directors of the board, there's 11 of us, there's several generals and some wonderful people, we all serve for free and we all write checks. There is no overhead in the MMFF other than some license fees and things that we have to pay the state.
Yeah, yeah.
So virtually 100% of every donation at this golf tournament goes right to the Minnesota military families to provide that financial safety net.
That is right. And we can find out more information by going to their website about the golf tournament,
which is the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.org.
Okay. Thomas Lyons is my guest. He also does a show. Tell us a little bit about your show on KTLK, Sunday mornings at 7.
You know, it's become a fascinating show because we've got great guests every week. Last week, we talked to a battalion commander right straight from Kuwait, who was in charge of the battalion that's doing the escort duties. Now, they got there about a week ago, and he told us that it's 120 degrees, and the men are in great shape, and they're taking over equipment from a Michigan National Guard unit that's leaving. And he said that Michigan unit put 2.5 million miles on those big vehicles And I said, how's the equipment? He says, it's in fine shape. It's in great shape. We're in great shape. We're trained for this. He said they're at 98% readiness, which means only 2% of those vehicles are down at any given time. And he's excited, and the troops are being well-treated. They're well-housed and drinking a lot of water, of course. And then on last week's show, we had in McVie, who runs what's called the stand-down. Tuesday and Wednesday this week, out at the Boy Scout camp at Fort Snelling, they had a stand-down for homeless vets. Now, last year, they had over 725 homeless veterans in there, and they get showers and haircuts and medical treatment and food and clean clothing, and the VEA is out there, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs was out there. They give them some, help them find jobs. They help them find all kinds of things, and there's a series of those around the state. So those were our two features last week. Wow. This week, we got Representative John Creasel coming on.
I know him.
Great guy, and we're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk about what happened to him and how he's bounced back so well and all the things he's doing. You wouldn't know that that he was injured and lost his legs. I mean, he's busier than anybody we know.
He's an amazing guy.
He's a good guy.
And I know on his Facebook page the other day, he goes, this is my personal page. It's not for politics. Leave me alone. I want to talk Vikings.
Well, the first rule this week is no politics.
Yeah, no politics.
And
hey,
then,
really quick, can I ask you a question about
sure.
politics? Seeing you're not going to do it on your show. I was just thinking about the military men and women over there going, wow, what's going on back home? Is the country going to go into default, this whole thing that happened last week in Washington? This doesn't sound very good at all.
Well, you're probably not old enough to remember, but when I was in Vietnam, they blamed the troops. And if you can remember, there were body counts, and it was anti-war riots and people leaving the country and all kinds of things going on. And morale was bad when we were in Vietnam. And when we came back, they took it out on us. They blamed us for being in the war and doing things. And, of course, the country was in a different place at that time. But today, I think this generation, I taught my son, certainly, and my buddies from Vietnam taught their children, separate the politics of war from those who serve. It's right, it's proper, and people should voice their concerns about war to their elected government officials.
Yeah.
But those who serve, the soldiers that go, the 1% of the people in the United States that are serving in the military today, it's not their fault. They're following orders. They're executing their mission the best they can.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do, and what a lot of my buddies are trying to do from Vietnam, is just make sure that today's troops are taken better care of than we were, and that never again should the troops or their families be blamed for wherever they're sent around the world. Just think about that. Since in the last 10 years, just in Minnesota, that's going to be 24,500 soldiers and airmen deployed to places all over the world, put in harm's way, and they're out there doing a fantastic job. The morale is great. It's a volunteer force. They're fantastic people, and they're my heroes. But politics has no part in what they're doing. Take the politics to the governor and the president and the Congress.
Here, huh? Thomas Lyons is president of Phalon Partners. He also does Today's Business Radio on KTLK, noon every weekday.
11:59 a.m. each weekday.
Okay, and then I got Sunday mornings at 7.
Sunday mornings at 7 on 100.3 FM, the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
All right, Tom, thanks for coming in and talking to us on Twin Cities Insight.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Before we go today on Twin Cities Insight, a couple of notices on our community calendar. August 13th, Saturday, August 13th, Emotions in Motion, a 5K run walk for mental health, coming up Saturday at the Lake Harriet Bandshell in Minneapolis. This benefit for SAVE is your chance to help promote good mental health and save lives. Find out more or sign up today at SAVE.org. SAVE is Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, a national nonprofit agency in Bloomington. For the Vikings Children's Fund, the Minnesota Vikings Children's Fund, this year Camden's Concert Goes Irish with Evans and Doherty. Camden Mona is an adorable three-year-old, and this benefit concert not only celebrates his love of all music, but it raises funds to help support cystic fibrosis research. The concert is Wednesday, August 17th at the Hopkins Center for the Arts. 1111 Main Street. To get tickets and more information, call 952-979-1100. Coming up on August 20th, CHATS, 10th Annual Arts and Music. And CHAT is Center for Hmong Arts and Talent. It's a festival Saturday, August 20th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Western Sculpture Park in St. Paul Park. For more information, jump on this radio station's website and keyword PSA. Join the Joe Niekro Foundation on Sunday, August 21st at Target Field when the Yankees and the Twins play at 1:10 in the afternoon and host Brain Aneurysm Awareness Day. Funds raised by the Text to Give campaign will go to Mayo Clinic to fund brain aneurysm research. If you can't make it to the game, donate by texting the word strikeout to 20222 to make a $10 donation, which will be added to your monthly cell phone bill. Visit joenegrofoundation.org for more information. If you have any comments or questions about Twin Cities Insight, go to our website and type in keyword PSA or send an email to john jansen@clearchannel.com. Thanks for listening to Twin Cities Insight.